Following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We're going to be doing part three of the Epigenetics Seminar. I like to call it a seminar. It's an ongoing project with Dr. Peter Rouse. We'll start that in just a moment. And then later in the show, I'm going to be going over some scientific current events, taking listener calls. So if you're listening live, after we're done with the Epigenetics episode, you can call in at 502-690-2298. And questions, comments, anything you want to talk about, it's all good at that time. Okay, we've been waiting to do this third installment on epigenetics. Everybody is loving this information. Epigenetics can really change the destination of your life. We know that you are not a hostage to your genetics if you understand the things that influence them. And Dr. Rouse really travels the country now speaking about this. How you doing, Peter?
Hey, Cole. How's it going?
Wonderful, wonderful. All right, so, you know, epigenetics is really becoming quite the popular topic right now because people are starting to realize that you're not a hostage to your genetic makeup and, in fact, can influence the outcome of your life. And this has become your passion now, hasn't it?
Well, it's actually been one of my passions for quite some time, but the information is only just starting to get out there. And I guess when I first kind of started presenting this stuff, it was not really well received, I guess, because people were still in the mindset that, you know, your genes dictated everything and that was it. And there was no kind of room for, I guess, any kind of outside influence.
Right. No modification. You were pretty much, it was written in a book in the sky that this is how your life was going to go. And that's just nonsense.
Yeah, exactly. And what we're going to cover today is, you know, what particular supplements and nutraceuticals we can use to alter that. Also, if we have time, we can cover some of the training aspects that can actually look at influencing your epigenetic response.
Well, we can go long with your interview if you'd like, if you have the time. I know you're very busy. I only wish that I could tell the audience the caliber of client that you work with now. Suffice to say that Dr. Rouse is working with some of the biggest names in Hollywood today. Training them, getting them ready for action parts that they're having to play in movies. People are paying tens of thousands of dollars to work with him, and you can get his information right here on Superhuman Radio just for taking the time to download the show. So please pay attention today. But if you want to go long with this, we can go long because the second half of the show, I was just going to take call-ins and talk about some stuff that I find interesting in science today. But this is good. I love talking about supplements. I really do. I'm one of those guys who feels productive when I'm taking the right supplements.
Yeah, I mean, supplementation can make a huge effect. And actually, I just want to give some of your sponsors a plug there. I actually been using some of the products from Need to Build Muscle, and I've felt the difference on those things. So, you know, for those who want to try that and have been kind of holding off, definitely worthwhile looking at, especially the photosomes and the other products they have there as well.
You know, it's funny, and I want to talk about this real quick too. We've gotten emails from people over the past couple months that they've had trouble accessing your store. Your store is actually up and functioning now and being modified as we speak. Things are being added to it. There's actually a if you go to afperformancecenter.com, you'll see that the store link works, and there's actually a section specifically for Superhuman Radio listeners. And the product that we advertise right now on SHR is the combination CoQ10 PQQ, which I take religiously every single day. And you can get that at a superior discount, and you can now order it on the store. You don't have to call the toll-free number. We'll be modifying that radio spot this week, actually, to reflect the you can buy it online now.
So just
well, I've got another one for you today to add to that list.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. Okay, you want to break the news now or you want to wait till after we talk about it?
Well, we'll wait until we talk about it.
Okay.
So a little bit later on in the show.
Okay. So for those out there, Peter, especially physicians who say supplementing with over-the-counter supplements is useless, only pharmaceutical drugs work, you on our last show said that pharmaceutical drugs are actually toxic and are the worst thing that you can take when you're starting to adhere to an epigenetic lifestyle.
Yeah, exactly. You mentioned, you know, the cytotoxin being, you know, the toxin to the cell, but also, you know, many of these drugs go beyond that and actually cause damage to DNA level, affecting enzymatic responses too. So it goes a lot deeper than just the cell. It goes right through to the DNA its structure itself. So these drugs that are out in the market, and many of these are known because they haven't tested for this stuff. So if they haven't tested for this, how can they know what the long-term effects are or even the short-term effects are if they're not looking for it? It's like the whole GMO conspiracy, because if they're not testing it, how do they know that there's any problem with it or not?
Right, and let's face it, pharmaceutical companies only test for certain endpoints, and those endpoints are generally to show the efficacy of their drug in a specific pathway, a specific application, and nothing more than that. And assuming that the patient doesn't die while taking the drug, then the FDA gives them approval. But they don't look at the myriad or the pleiotropic effects, as the pharmaceutical industry, the pleiotropic effects of these drugs and what they could be doing to your body aside from the one action that they're trying to be approved, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. And even if some of the subjects do die, whether it's animal subjects or humans, often they just remove those subjects from the study so it doesn't influence the outcome of the study. I mean, this was seen in some of the genetic research they did on rats, and many of the rats died early on within the first, you know, week or two, and they removed them from the study and replaced them and didn't even mention that in the actual abstract of the study.
I've heard, and it's funny you should say that, I've heard about research studies that the initial study that was done on a particular drug had such adverse reactions to they had to abandon the entire test group. They come right back and they do it again a year later, and in hopes that they'll get a different reaction. They'll keep doing that until they find one group of, let's call them non-responders to the side effects or the undesired effects, and then they'll publish that study. But the four before that, where they had to abandon the study because of the adverse effects of the drug, they don't talk about that. They just keep shooting at that target till they get it. Have you heard that too?
Yeah, I've actually heard that a few times. They've done that, and it's funny because, you know, they just we've been kind of been hitting on the studies kind of topic for quite a bit lately. And I heard your show last week where you did that show on you know, the truth about studies and stuff, and it is very true that much of the research we see out there, we can't rely on completely. We've got to really look at it sometimes logically and look at what's happening in you know, our own lives and see if that's actually going to be relevant and if it's actually working.
Right, right.
They'll adjust the studies to suit their needs. And it's come down to one thing, and it's the bottom line is money. And if it can profit them, they'll do what they can to make the outcome unfavorable for themselves.
Right, right. And that's why people need to start trusting their own instincts. And I did a show with Randy Roach 2 years ago saying that intuition has been bred out of us, the human species. There are some of us who still apply intuition and instincts as a first-line governor of decisions that we make, but most people don't. Most people, they're looking for a book to teach them how to raise their children. They're looking for a book to teach them how to have successful relationships, and they're looking for doctors to tell them unequivocally this is what you need to do, because most people don't want the responsibility of making their own decisions. And that's why when something doesn't make sense, you must go with your gut. You must go with your gut, because you will regret it if you don't.
Yeah, it's crazy how people just rely on these, you know, these companies so much for their information of what's, you know, what their health, and that's the underlying issue. Their health is the only thing they can really control themselves. Everything else in their lives nowadays is controlled by either the government or corporations. So, you know, they need to kind of take that control back and look at controlling the stuff themselves.
Right, right. And luckily, my audience actually are those types of people. I mean, take, for instance, I mean, he comes to mind because he's such a big contributor to the show, but Kevin Johnson up in Ohio. I mean, here's a guy who was destined for a miserable life with a disease that emulated rheumatoid arthritis, and today the guy is healthy, strong, and why? Because he took his fate out of his doctor's hands, who didn't know what they were doing, and he thought to himself, "It's my life. I'll make my own decisions, suffer my own consequences instead of me suffering the consequences of somebody else." And lo and behold, the guy is healthy and strong. So exactly. You know, it's a perfect example. Perfect example.
Yeah. So that comes down to, you know, what we're talking about today with the whole point is that, you know, slowing down the aging process is going to have probably more effect on your longevity than any other factor. I mean, if we say for example we cured cancer, or we cured coronary heart disease, even if we cured diabetes today, it would not have as much impact on our life expectancy than the fact of slowing the aging process itself. So if we slowing the aging process itself can increase your life expectancy above that of even curing all these major diseases that's killing anybody these days.
And I don't want to get into the whole conspiracy theory thing, and I know whenever I say that, people go, "Yeah, you are a conspiracy theorist." But I mean, I did a show 2.5 years ago about a document that was published by the U.S. government about the 5 most threatening technologies that would threaten us either on a geopolitical, economic, military, or technological basis. And number one on the list that the government sees as a real concern is bio and bioenterology, the science of living longer. The science of living longer. The government sees this as a problem because, you know, Medicaid, Medicare, and social entitlement programs are bankrupting our country. And if people don't die at 70 or 80, it's just going to get worse and worse. If people start living regularly to 90 and 100 years old, the government's going, holy mackerel. You know, it's not in our best interest. When someone dies, there's a transference of wealth. Money is dispersed. That person comes out of the picture, and there's more room for other people. So make no mistake. The reason that the government is not paying attention to anti-aging is not because they don't believe it. They don't want it.
Yeah, exactly. And that's come back down to, you know, we've talked in previous show about, yeah, the force against hormone replacement therapy. And their fear of that because of the fact that, you know, the extensibility of life from hormone replacement therapy is going to cause a financial heartache for the government. And especially, you know, at the moment where, you know, everything stands with Social Security and everything, there's not enough money in there. Even though I'm paying money in that I will never see because, I mean, I'm only on my green card. So actually green card, I pay Social Security, but I'm not actually entitled to it.
Yeah, right. I know. No wonder why they like like people who come from other countries over here. You know?
Exactly. I think, with us on the green card, I think they want us to live as long as possible and pay into that as long as possible because that's the only way they're actually going to get money back from that. So anyway, going back to the whole anti-aging, slowing the aging process, I guess it's really, you know, talking about epigenetics and the DNA, we look at primarily 5 factors that are key processes.
Well,
let's do this.
Hold that. There's 5 factors that we want to discuss. I got to take this commercial break. We went a little long. When we come back, let's pick it up. We're going to talk about the 5 factors related to aging. We're talking today with Dr. Peter Rouse. If you want to learn more about him, you go to afperformancecenter.com. Or go to Superhuman Radio and click the banner ad for AF Performance Center. We'll be right back. Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer because now there's opresource.net. At OP Resource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to opresource.net, and you should too. Check them out today. opresource.net. Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today. Muscle building magic happens when you put the right stack together. Iron Mag Labs takes the guesswork out of stacking with Methadrol Extreme. Methadrol Extreme combines three of the most powerful legal anabolics in the world: dimethazine, Superdrol, and Decadrol. The combination of these three agents will ratchet up strength while packing on slabs of muscle and dissolving fat. Don't wait too long because Methadrol Extreme will only be available for a limited time and is sure to disappear quickly. Go to IronMagLabs.com today and get your bottle of Methadrol Extreme. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest this hour is Dr. Peter Rouse. We are going to begin the third installment of the epigenetics seminar. And when we went into the break, you were talking about the five main factors that we focus on when we start talking about anti-aging or aging in general. What are they, Peter?
Well, this is aging-related DNA damage. And the first one, I'll go through quickly to five, and then I'll explain each one in a little bit more in depth. But we've got first got methylation, then inflammation, glycation, oxidation, and then DNA repair. These are five key factors. Of course, everybody kind of understands DNA repair being essential. Methylation, I've talked about this in the other shows, that comes down to how methylation helps activate or deactivate the genes in the correct order. So that methylation process is basically your switch on and off, and they will mask or unmask specific regions of DNA to cause expression or shut down expression of that DNA gene sequence.
Now, when we think of methylation, a lot of us think of the methylation process that occurs in the liver. But mm-hmm. but this you're saying this actually occurs in tissue, in situ, in, throughout the body, methylation.
Methylation occurs, this is basically on a DNA structure. I've talked about the histone tails last time,
right.
On the histone with right. The DNA wrapped around the histones. And this is where the methylation affects on that level within the cells. So basically, it's your on and off switch for your gene expression. If you are deficient in the key nutrients required for methylation, then that's going to disrupt this on and off switch.
Wow. Okay.
And we'll cover some of those a little bit later. I have already mentioned them. Your common ones, your B12 and stuff, but these other ones actually help with that further, express that even further. Inflammation I mean, you've talked about that in many shows. We've talked about it ourselves. Mike Mahler came on and did a really great series on inflammation as well. So, you know, we know about inflammation, and in particular with this, we're talking about intracellular inflammation, and that can cause a lot of issues with the gene expression, with replication of the gene, and the cause of inflammation itself can be underlying cause for other areas of damage to DNA. So the cell doesn't create inflammation just out of nothing.
Right.
There's an underlying cause there, and that underlying cause can have, of course, other distractions throughout the process as well.
Okay. So it's not just it's not the intrinsic effect of inflammation, but actually the extrinsic effect of what's causing the inflammation that's the threat as well.
Yeah, it's both. People kind of think about just, the inflammation itself, where we've got to look at what's the underlying cause, and this comes back to our functional medicine. There are multiple underlying causes, and we've got to determine that before we actually kind of address just the inflammation itself, because if you're trying to address the inflammation without addressing the underlying cause, then you're really kind of missing the boat, because the fact that it's going to keep coming back because you're not treating the underlying cause.
Right. I got you. Okay.
I guess the next one is glycation. That's basically the regulation of blood sugar and the effects on protein and body fat loss. It kind of affects that whole youthful shape. But we'll get into it a little bit later, but glycation is a really key important component, because that can bind and tie up hormones, proteins, and enzymes.
And the glands that produce them, they could advanced glycation can actually cause collateral damage to tissue itself.
Yeah, exactly. Including, we know obviously one of the key diseases associated with it is diabetes.
Right.
Oxidation. Everybody's heard of oxidation damage, caused by free radicals. Everybody's heard about the antioxidants out there. So we'll get into those a little bit later on. It's kind of a little bit different to what most people think. It's beyond the basic antioxidants, but there are more advanced antioxidants that we use as well, especially when we're looking at preventing free radical damage to the DNA structure itself, because the DNA can be affected by free radicals as well.
Right.
And then the DNA repair process. Now, restoring DNA, this is really important, because this is where, I guess, the major aspect of aging occurred, because if you're not getting full repair each time, it's like getting when you're doing a photocopy with an old photocopier, and every time you make a copy of it, it gets a little bit weaker, a little bit,
Right, right. And that's why, exactly. That's why that's even true of audio process as well. That's why you want to have a digital master. That's the original rendition. The ideal thing would be to find a way to digitally master your DNA.
Exactly. Remember the old VHS? I don't know what you call up here, but we had VHS videotapes, and you make a copy of a copy of a copy of a copy, and it was unwatchable.
Right.
And this is exactly what's happening with your DNA every time it replicates, if you're not getting a full repair process. We talked about, the chromosome, the end of the chromosome there, the telomeres on the end. The centromere is actually also very important, but the telomere, particularly with that end strain there, involved with the whole repair process, what we'll get into with the supplementation involved with that. So, these five main key factors are the ones that we're going to look at determining slowing down the aging process. But what happens when you slow down the aging process also is the side effect is you can improve the effects of what your results in the gym as well. So
really?
Your training results is going to improve.
Really?
Well, if you think about it, if you're improving the repair of the DNA, that's your underlying structure. Everything else above that will respond to that. Your hormonal system will function correctly. I just sent you my hormonal panel. Did you have a look at that?
I did not look at it. I have to apologize, but I know that you just sent it to me. Yeah.
It was actually pretty much the best you could actually ever hope for from a hormonal panel. And the result of that is, partly from, doing the right things in life, but also look at addressing, make sure I address the epigenetic component so that I'm not causing any other stresses there that will cause a negative response on my endocrine.
I want to ask you a question that's a little bit off center, but just for the athletes out there, those athletes out there that are using high levels of androgens and other anabolics, Does it not make even more important sense for them to pay attention to the effects of epigenetics and countering the epigenetic process to make sure that they are not doing harm to themselves with the drugs that they're using?
Absolutely. I think anybody on HRT, even for those who are taking up to a gram of testosterone, which is these days
not much.
To many people, that's not a lot. Yeah, exactly. So even up to a gram of testosterone, you can utilize that to improve your overall health phenomenally. And you can conjunction many of these nutrients and these nutraceuticals in line with that HRT or supplemental hormones that you can improve what the effects you're getting. You may be able to back off a little bit and actually get better improvements.
Interesting. Interesting.
By using, you know, it's just like simple things we talked about before, like adding pregnenolone and DHEA to your protocol. Many people forget about these things, and I'm taking testosterone. I don't need that. Absolutely, you do.
Probably even more so, because I have a funny feeling that the negative feedback loop to the testes causes a lot more than just testosterone shutdown.
Exactly. And that's where these key components come into it. So for those, you know, it's actually a good point you brought up. You know, for those who are using, you know, even moderate levels of hormones, doing this, using this key factors here and looking at these and utilize them will improve the results you're getting while you're using, as well as for those who are natural, you know, you're going to optimize results and actually alter what you believe is your genetic limit. Because
right.
people think always, you know, I can't get like that because I'm genetically not made up that way.
Right, right.
Funny thing is, one thing I tell people is, well, let's get you to your genetic level, then we'll talk about what we can do from there, because most people don't even get close to their genetic potential. Even Olympic athletes we're training at the moment aren't even close to their genetic potential.
And so, do you feel that? So when we talk about genetic potential in the application of performance, you're saying that even those individuals need to pay attention to epigenetics, because forget about the health benefits, but there's performance benefits then.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, and this is what actually I did a little talk for some of the Olympic athletes we're working with at the moment. The sports they're involved with is swimming, and the talk I did on the weekend for them specifically was related to this stuff, and we actually covered some of this information. They were really blown away by it and really interested in how we can actually improve their performance, you know, this much from doing these small changes in their diet and in their lifestyle.
Very good.
So anyway, coming back to the whole five key stretches there, you know, I guess the first one to look at is, you know, what we talked about before was methylation. The key there is actually with methylation, making sure that you've got essential key nutrients required for methylation. These are, of course, your B vitamins, particularly B12, folic acid, and B6. So these must be present in a diet, and taking additional of these B vitamins actually will be helpful to ensure that, you know, you are getting adequate amount that you require for methylation. Taking too much of these B, only problem with folic is taking too much folic, but most people aren't going to be doing that. But particularly the B12 and the B6, people are usually deficient in these. And I've tested these with using organic acid testing, which is a urine sample testing, and we found most people will come back deficient in these two key B vitamins.
Wow. How much folate is too much?
That's a good question, because, you know, actually I was at a conference just recently in Atlanta, and that subject came up. And honestly, they don't know.
Yeah, because, you know, I buy a very, very common B100 capsule, which has, you know, I mean, literally 4,000 times most of the Bs, but it's got, not, it has only 100, I want to say it has 100 or 200 micrograms of folate, I think, is all it has. But I take two B100s a day. So I take double the single dose, for instance. And I'm just wondering if I'm getting too much folate.
Well, put it this way. We know how much the RDA means, right?
Yes, nothing.
Okay. For folate, if I recall correctly, folate is about 400
micrograms. Yeah, I know. Right, exactly.
Per day?
Yeah.
So you only just getting it from your supplementation. Well, we know how worthless that is, because the RDA is based on the food permit, which is totally crap.
The RDA is based on the minimum amount to sustain life, not to thrive.
Exactly. Based on the ratios found in the food permit. Right. So even worse, because look at the food permit, what's the primary, source there is your grains and your breads and your pastas and stuff like that, which are really nowadays they had to fortify them there and make them worthwhile. And even then, because of grains' effect on anti-nutrient, effect that you don't absorb them anyway. So, you can actually get away with a little bit more, but making sure that you get essential. So, if you're taking something like what you're taking and you're getting in that 400, which is your daily allowance, then I would say you're safe with that. And then anything you get from your diet above that is your bonus.
Right.
So just make sure you get that level there. There is still kind of, I guess, the jury's still out as far as what's too much on folate, because we've seen some issues, but that has been with the form of folate that's been used in the study. So it's still, a unsecured area of research yet, because, of course, looking at supplementation research, there's not much money in it, so they aren't actually going to spend a lot of money doing this research.
Right.
But as far as B12, B6, pretty hard to overdo it.
So the B vitamins are critical for methylation, correct? We have to take a quick commercial break. Are we going to be talking more about methylation when we come back and supplementation that aids methylation?
Well, I'll go through the other key. I'll keep moving on and make it a little bit quicker so we can cover some of the key supplements.
Okay. That's why I wanted to just summarize. So B vitamins are critical for methylation. We're talking today with Dr. Peter Rouse. You can learn more about Dr. Rouse by going to afperformancecenter.com or going to Superhuman Radio website and clicking the banner ad. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power block, the world's best dumbbell.
When you take real performance enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. orbitnutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com. Finally, a Bovine supplement right from the source used in the original study. Phytoserms 347 is here. Bovine natalensis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible.
available. Each capsule of Phytoserms 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM Bovine Adalensis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit RLSSupplements.com today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Peter Rouse about epigenetics. This is installment number 3 in the epigenetics series. We were talking about methylation and how B vitamins influence methylation, so make sure you're getting your B vitamins. Peter, if you don't want to supplement with B, is eating enough red meat and eggs a day adequate?
Yeah, I'll go for your organ meats particularly, which are very rich.
Liver, that sort of stuff?
Liver, kidney, heart, all that stuff is really, really good.
Okay. Okay, so where do we go from there?
Okay, looking at inflammation, I mean, you've talked about this before. There's two main, key supplements that we can look at as far as inflammation, because inflammation is a huge effect on that whole underlying gene expression, particularly looking at the NFKB response, and these are, your inflammation responses, and these also have underlying responses to the immune system as well. So looking at these ones, these are, boswellin. Do you know boswellin?
Yes. Yeah, it's an adaptogen, isn't it?
Well, 90 is adaptogen. It actually is anti-inflammatory. You can actually get it in both a cream and a capsule form. The cream is, of course, transdermal. Funny, some patients don't like to take too many capsules, so sometimes where we can, we get them into creams and into sublinguals as well.
Yeah.
So they're not taking too many of the capsules all the time. Dicarium is the other, I guess, key one we've seen, and that has a huge effect. That's probably the most important one most people should be taking in anyway, whether looking at concerns with repairing DNA and these key factors here, but just generally overall health. The research behind it is just huge. So, taking 1,000 milligrams a day, distributed over the day, is not unrealistic. You can even take more if you're actually finding that you have, some key inflammation factors going on. But as a baseline, I take 500 milligrams just post-workout also to help improve my recovery from training.
And I found a company that is now manufacturing a form of curcumin. Am I pronouncing it right, Peter? Is it curcumin?
Curcumin.
Yeah.
Curcumin.
Yeah. That has been modified, and UCLA did 2 studies on it. And it successfully passes the blood-brain barrier completely. So it could possibly become the best form of curcumin you can find, because it not only influences inflammation throughout the body, but it will be the first anti-inflammatory to successfully cross the blood-brain barrier completely. And they're now experimenting with it in Parkinson's disease patients, because CoQ10 in high doses, 1,200 milligrams of ubiquinol a day, which is very expensive, by the way, is being administered to PD patients to slow the onset of the disease because of its anti-inflammatory effects. Well, they're saying now that curcumin could perhaps halt the disease's process completely now that this form can get into the brain.
Well, imagine what it could do for other diseases too.
Exactly.
Alzheimer's and others.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, that's incredible. Yeah. So the drug companies are going to love that one, aren't they?
Yeah, you're probably right about that. But they maybe they'll come out with their own form of it or something like that. That's all.
Well, yeah, like they've done with the omega 3, haven't they? They came out with an omega 3 form that they'd like to sell now.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, you know, reducing inflammation, I mean, of course, this is all based around your diet. So if you're taking in your diet that causes inflammation still, whether you're taking foods that you're either allergic to or intolerant to or foods that are pro-inflammatory, then this isn't going to really have that much effect. You've got to alter your diet. And the one that I use is that elimination phase diet I've talked about on the show here before, and I've got it on my Facebook as well, informational about it, breaking it down. That's going to be the best way to reduce inflammation, is cutting these foods out that are causing inflammation, an inflammation response and autoimmune system responses, and then by taking in the supplementation that will help with reducing overall inflammation of intercellular and intercellular.
Right, right.
The next one I guess look at is oxidation. Now, this is looking at particularly with free radical. You mentioned it just before. I guess one of the key ones we look at there is, of course, is the CoQ10. It has actually several actions as far as with the protection of DNA, but one of them being the very powerful electron adapter and acceptor, say, and proton donor, so that it actually it protects the actual DNA from damage, basically guards it against that free radical damage. One of the more powerful forms of, what we've called antioxidants out there that we can use to protect the DNA. Taking, as you say, 1,000 milligrams a day is not unrealistic. I like to take people on an average of about 300 milligrams per day.
Okay.
Starting
point, right, exactly.
I mean, I'm working with someone with cancer, and they're working, even let's say for someone going through chemotherapy, I'll put them on, 1,500 milligrams per day.
Right. And I'm just curious, curcumin is a derivative of curry, correct?
Yes.
So when you eat curry foods.
Turmeric, yeah. But, that curry food, yeah.
Same thing. When you eat curry foods like they serve in traditional Indian restaurants, mm-hmm. I mean, how many milligrams of curcumin are you getting in a meal, do you think?
Not enough. It's very small dosage. You'd probably be lucky to get, 10 to 20 milligrams from a serving of a meal, I believe the research I've done on it. And even some of them aren't using very strong versions. And also, you don't know the quality of the...
You see where I was going with that. Maybe we should all start cooking Indian curried foods periodically at home to get, to kind of bolster our curcumin intake, but it's better to supplement. I got you.
Well, the quality is going to be a little bit better there. I mean, if I don't know if you've been to India or not, but they eat a lot of this kind of food, of course, and I think that's maybe one of the key factors keeping it alive, because if you look at, I guess there's a really big separation between the rich and the poor there. And if you're looking at poor, of course, they will eat a lot of this stuff in their diet naturally. And I think it's one of the things that may be helping them survive eating what they have to eat, because of the fact that, they're in that environment, the toxicity too. I mean, it's disgusting. Well, I'm talking about my experience in Mumbai, but, it's amazing that these people actually survive as well as they do. So maybe this is one thing, one of the factors that help them get through that.
Right. Okay.
Okay. So, one of the other antioxidants is, of course, everybody knows about LAA, alpha lipoic acid.
Yes.
You've talked about that before on the shows and stuff like that too. The thing about ALA is you want to look at the R form, which is, the actual, easy way to remember it is the real form, not the synthetic. So getting the R ALA is going to really make great improvements in that effect of protecting the actual DNA structure itself. You don't want it to kind of bump up too high, because it can actually have a negative effect on blood sugar levels if you're taking it too high and you have dysregulation of blood sugar too. But it can, in saying that, it can actually help with regulation of blood sugar. So if you're doing it with the right timing, you can use it to also help with what we were talking about glycation before, and see some of these supplements kind of cross over to do several functions. But crossing over there, it helps with sugar improvement, glycation, and also improves the protection of DNA against free radical damage. I recommend anything above 300. I like to actually take up to 1,000 milligrams of alpha lipoic acid a day in the R form. I don't see any harm taking in even several thousand milligrams if you wanted to, other than the cost for most people. But it's actually very effective. I've used it for treatment with diabetic patients as well, curing type 2 diabetes using alpha lipoic acid as part of the protocol.
Oh, powerful stuff. I know a woman who is actually able to reduce her insulin use by 70% just by taking our alpha lipoic acid at 200 milligrams per meal. And she became hypoglycemic when she first started using it. And her doctor said, no, you got to back off of your insulin if you want to use that stuff because it's dropping your blood sugar so dramatically.
As I was saying, is, you know, when you first start on it, start a little bit lower and spread it out through the day because it can have an effect on your blood sugar quite dramatically, especially our form, which is has greater effect than the synthetic form that's been found. But the effects are really amazing, simply amazing on that, and that will help you with both, as I said, the oxidation, also glycation, where it's protecting you on two different scales there.
Right, right.
So it's an amazing supplement. I think if you are supplementing it with it, you should be.
Okay.
Next one is L-carnitine. You know, everybody knows about L-carnitine. A lot of people use it pre-workout to help with lipolysis and increasing fat loss, I guess. But actually is also one of the things it does also is it enhances the effects of CoQ10 as well.
Really?
So, yeah, so they're working together to help improve, especially with the enzymatic effects of CoQ10 within the mitochondria, we're producing ATP, but also as a protection factor as well. Interesting thing, come back to the coenzyme Q10, interesting factor there is that we don't consider the CoQ10 as a vitamin because of the fact that it can be manufactured by the body. But interesting is that the micronutrients required for manufacturing are the same nutrients or micronutrients, I should say, required for building DNA bases from tricin. So by supplementing with CoQ10, you can spare some of those key micronutrients and help with repairing the DNA because it's rebuilding the DNA. It's providing raw material. You're sparing some of the raw material for building DNA.
Interesting. Interesting.
So that's why, I mean, are you taking CoQ10?
Yes, I do.
Oh, well, you're taking it in the PQQ.
I take it in the PQQ. And I actually take double, I'm taking, four of those capsules a day, not two, even though the recommended dose is two, because, Dr. Michael Smith, when he came on from Life Extension Foundation and talked about PQQ, he said while 20 milligrams a day increases mitochondrial biogenesis in size, 40 milligrams a day is a therapeutic dose. And so I take twice as much as I don't take twice as much of everything, but that's one of the things that I do increase my dosage. Peter, we have to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, let's pick it up with where we're leaving off, talking about our alpha lipoic acid, CoQ10. We're talking with Dr. Peter Rouse today. If you want to learn more about him, you can go to afperformancecenter.com. We'll be right back. There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today. The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MahLer.com. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Peter Rouse, third installment of the Epigenetics Show. Okay, so Peter, when we were going into the commercial break, we were picking it up and we were discussing actually CoQ10, obviously, and PQQ to a certain degree. So now, is it adequate to take ubiquinone or do you have to take ubiquinol?
Well, one factor there is depending on age. The older you are, your conversion is less effective as you get older. And also it depends on if you're on medication, of course, because that blocks, particularly with the statin drugs, that blocks the enzyme required to cause the conversion to the active form of CoQ10, which is ubiquinol. So it's either. I like to supplement with both, so I get both characteristics, because the actual production of the enzyme actually has other carryover effects and protection in the body and other functions in the body. So by getting both in there, you're creating some of the enzymatic conversion store while also supplying some of the actual active form of CoQ10.
Okay. And when you talk about certain drugs that block its conversion, we are talking about statin drugs, aren't we?
Yeah, statin drugs. You know, all your cholesterol-lowering drugs and stuff like that are going to be have a negative effect on that.
Okay.
And totally block. It's actually totally blocked. So if you are on statin drugs right now, go start on about 500 milligrams of ubiquinol right now and get off the drugs. Go see a doctor and start again off your drugs, because those things will not have an effect on reducing coronary heart disease. Plus, also, they'll have so many negative side effects.
Oh, you know what? If you stay on a statin drug long enough, you will absolutely develop congestive heart failure. There is no doubt about it. It's proven time and time again. Okay. All right. So now where do we go from there?
Well, I want to jump forward a little bit just to cover some really key stuff here, and that is to do with the whole DNA repair. There's one really interesting nutrient we look at is cat's claw. Now, cat's claw, have you heard of that before, right?
Yes, sure. It's a botanical herb, but I have heard of cat's claw. Yeah, okay. I didn't know it had any good benefits.
Huge benefits. it's quite ridiculous that how effective it can be on improving just immune system function alone. But it's actually a great immune system booster and protection that way. But there's actually a particular form of of cat's claw, which is it's a water-reduced form that it's only actually, I think it's only one company actually can produce it. So we should try it. It's called AC11 form. And this is the type of cat's claw that actually has effect in research, showing research on the DNA repair process. So that's really, really a huge, huge one that you want to get in there.
Now, but so basically, I want to make sure I'm understanding. So this is a water soluble version of cat's claw?
No, it's the way it's produced is by reducing the it's water formed, and it's water formed to the alkaline free, so there's no alkaloids in there as well.
Okay.
So normally there's alkaloids in there, but it's reduced alkaloids so that you don't get the alkaloids effect. You're getting a true effect on the DNA level where it's actually helping the process and improve the DNA repair cycle.
Okay, gotcha, okay.
And that's the product I was going to talk about because it's actually kind of hard to get hold of, and we have that product available. It's called SunGuard because they actually look at DNA repair because, you know, of course, everybody's worried about sun protection and crap right. like that. And one of the products out there is called SunGuard, and that contains 1,000 IU of vitamin D in addition to the AC11 form of the cat's claw. So that there is basically a 30-day supply is looking at $29.95 minus your 20% discount on that. So it's actually pretty good, you know, to economy on that.
So cat's claw could be taken in the same way that astragalus would be taken. Astragalus obviously increases telomerase mm-hmm. to help the reparation process of DNA. Cat's claw actually protects the DNA? Is that what you're saying? I want to make sure I'm understanding the pathway.
No, it increases the actual repair process.
Okay, so it increases the repair process, and then on top of that, if you took it in conjunction with the astragalus, you would also increase the readiness of the toolbox of repair, which is the telomere.
Exactly.
Wow.
And so it works on multiple levels there. I would also suggest people take cat's claw itself as well. Just for the autoimmune system boosting, you know, the immune system boosting effects from it as well. So you can take both forms. The cat claw is actually a pretty cheap product anyway. If you get, you can get a good quality product, probably for about $25 or so. And taking both will give you both benefits of the autoimmune system, immune system boosting side effect, side of it, as well as the DNA protection factor and repair factor.
I'm looking at my tropical plant database right now, and I just pulled up. It's actually part of the Rubicaea, yeah, a family. And mm-hmm. Wow, this stuff has some drug-like effects. I mean, it's been used in studies to kill leukemia cells.
Yep, it's used in cancer therapy and everything. This stuff is the bomb, and I think it's going to be one of the big ones you're going to be raving on about for a while. I'm sending you some next week, so of both forms. So start on it, both you guys start on it, and you tell me if you've noticed any effect.
Okay, excellent. You know, and this goes hand in hand with a question that was posed to me today on Facebook about omega-3s, and I explained that I get my omega-3s from cod liver oil now, because I love the advantages that vitamin A has. And we talked about this with Sally Fallon about vitamin A. It was Weston A. Price who discovered that vitamin A increased something called X-factor transcription. And X-factor, as Price saw it, was the ability to deploy and differentiate stem cells for repair and regrowth. And here I thought vitamin A, you know, I'm thinking, well, this is all folklore. But I had that scientist on who is working on embryonic stem cell repair of the pancreas to repair the islet cells of the pancreas. And on the air, I asked him, I said, you know, what's the story about vitamin A? Oh, he goes, well, that's what we use to differentiate the stem cells that we're working with. So make no mistake that just because these things are over the counter, that they're somehow less effective than pharmaceutical drugs. You take vitamin A in conjunction with, say, a cat's claw and a astragalus high-dose vitamin B, you are basically giving your body like a turbocharged ability to repair itself and stave off disease. And I say disease hand in hand with aging, because when we talk about aging on this show, we're not talking about looking younger to pick up hot chicks or looking younger to pick up a hot guy. We're talking about the diseases that come along with aging don't arrive.
Yeah, you heard of progeria. That's the disease of rapid aging.
Okay.
You know, they found that these individuals with progeria have already pre-shortened telomeres before when they're born. And then also they find that the destruction of the telomere is very rapid as well, and that's why they get that rapid aging process.
There you go.
It's one of the key factors there. So it tells us that the telomeres is very, very important. And this is just confirms it, now that we can confirm it with these individuals with this disease, that the damage to the telomere is really one of the key factors in the aging process. So everything you can do to protect that is going to have a huge effect on your aging. And as we know, as you get older, it's harder to build muscle, keep lean. If you can slow down the aging process and hopefully one day reverse it, then what we're looking at is that you're going to be able to maintain this lean muscle mass and lower body fat percentage for longer and longer without all the hard headaches that you have as you get aged. You know, after 60, 70 years, it becomes a real headache. You know, you can still do a lot. Even if some people who are listening here are 60s and 70s, they can do a lot to improve their body fat and lean muscle mass by reversing some of the damage done to the telomeres. You can actually reverse it, as you say, and this is one of the really exciting fields out there of anti-aging and implementing this into performance training.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, you may find athletes will be able to get older. You know, you have older athletes now that can sustain their sport until they're in their 40s and 50s, where normally they'll retire in their 30s.
Right. Okay. All right, so cat's claw, another important asset in the arsenal of fighting off aging. Where do we go from there?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of other key factors we can look at, that have an effect directly and indirectly on the DNA, and that's things like DIM, calcium decarbonate, I3C, these three we use a lot in sustaining and balancing endocrine dysfunction, but also has a great effect on preventing DNA edges that kind of basically insert between the DNA strands.
Right.
So besides helping with balancing endocrine function, they also can be used to prevent, adjunctions within the DNA as well. So they have multiple crossover effects. So taking it, of course, is going to help you, and I take these products, of course, as well. One interesting thing, too, is the I3C has been found to also help with lowering the sex hormone binding globulin as well. So bringing that number down will help, of course, with your free testosterone.
So now that's interesting, because I that's something of special interest to me right now. Because I've been on HRT for so long, I'm coming to the conclusion that a lot of the benefits I saw from HRT within the first year have slowly waned away. And because the body is always trying to adjust itself, I believe it's because of increases in SHBG.
When was the last time you had it tested?
I haven't had it tested. I've never had it tested.
Okay. I'm sending you a prescription. I'll send you a script and a kit and a local lab to you, and we'll get it tested for you. We'll see where you are with everything else.
Especially because there was a period of time where I was using up to 1,500 milligrams of testosterone a week. I have to believe that my sex hormone binding globulin went through the roof. And interestingly enough, My desire to understand SHBG is quite selfish, because there is a direct correlation to hyper-elevated SHBG and chronic snoring, which I've become a snorer over, like, in the past few years. I started snoring and progressively louder and louder. So I have this desire to understand SHBG. So that, this would be fun follow-up for a different show as well. We could definitely
We should run a test and then also do a second test after a period of time. A great product out there is actually by one of your sponsors, is Unleashed. That's actually quite effective protocol for lowering your sex hormone binding globulin.
Now who makes Unleashed? Is that
that's under Need to Pull Muscle.
I'll be darned! I didn't even know he had that product. I'm going to have to get him to start advertising it, because I think we all need it. You're going to be carrying some. You're going to be carrying some of the Need to Build Muscle products at your website, correct?
Yeah, we already have it in the store, and I like to kind of try things out beforehand before I would like really start marketing and pushing them or you know suggesting them.
Right.
And I've been using them, and yeah, definitely everything I've used from them so far has been effective for me.
All right, let's do this.
Tell you that. Also, actually, some of my patients too have been on these Phototherms, and we've actually tested pre-testosterone before and after, and actually we've seen a dramatic increase.
So it's legit. Okay, let's do this, Peter. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll pick it up where we're leaving off. We can go long as you want. We're talking today with Dr. Peter Rouse. We're discussing part three of the epigenetics series. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Slim Thugger. You need to stop playing around with all the clowns and the wanksters. Good girls got to get down with the gangsters. Go ahead, girl, put some back and some neck up on it. While I stand up in the background.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wise Choice Medicine. Medicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells.
Proper heart
That's
rhythm,
a lot of weight
and
a lot of wasted
and
space.
Levels,
when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks. That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space. When you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPen technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power block, the world's best dumbbell. That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight.
If you want
and
to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Sorry about that glitch during the break there.
I thought you were trying to push the power blocks more.
Yeah, you know what happened? I'm a fumble-fingered type of a guy, and I've got. If you saw my work area, you'd realize how cramped it is, and I have all this stuff around me. And I hit the computer mouse as I was reaching for my cell phone, and when I hit it, it highlighted 2 tracks at the same time and just started playing them both. And so then I hit stop and play. Well, what did it do? It started playing the same tracks over again, and I just couldn't figure out my way out of it. So sorry about that.
Well, actually, I've been using the power blocks for my outside clients I have to work with, and they're actually really convenient, I can tell you that much.
They are great. You know what, Peter? I touch those power blocks every single day, even when I go to the gym. You know, I'll come home. I'm a big proponent. I really believe this, and maybe I'm off base, but I believe that if you take 10 minutes of intensity right before a meal, It helps the repartitioning or the partitioning of nutrients. So what I'll do is, if I know it's dinner time, I'll run downstairs to the basement and I'll do as many push-ups as I can. I'll grab my power blocks. I'll do as many curls as I can, as many shoulder presses as I can, and then I'll bend over, do as many bent over rows as I can, and then I'll do as many deadlifts as I can. And I'll do that in 10 or 15 minutes, run upstairs and eat my meal. Because I really believe that that small amount of stimulation kicks into gear the triggers that say this food needs to go to muscle and not fat. Now, I could be really off base with this, but that's what I do to convince myself. And I grab those power blocks every day a couple times, every day.
Well, actually, I like them so much now I started working with them. I'm actually going to get Civil Peers into the gym as well, so we can use them in the facility with down the far end of our gym with the Olympic platform, so people have dumbbells down the end, a whole set of dumbbells basically in one little area.
Right.
With each platform. So, yeah, they're very good.
And we should also mention that on your store, you do have training videos up there already, which are really, really good ones. If anybody's looking for advanced information on Olympic lifting and so on, go to the AF Performance Center website, click the store, and click DVDs, and check out the stuff that's there. It's fantastic.
Okay, so, I mean, we're on the subject of training, so let's move into maybe some of the aspects of training and effects on epigenetics. One of the things that really pisses me off a little bit is the people looking at muscle fiber types and say, this is the muscle fiber type, so this is the way you should train the muscle.
Right.
You should train the muscle for the response you want from it, not for the type of muscle fiber. So you may want to adapt those muscle fibers to create the response you want. Just because it's a high type 1 muscle fiber doesn't mean you do endurance work to stimulate it. Maybe you want to do additional heavy explosive, heavy work on it to cause adaption to increase the number of type 2, particularly type 2B and C muscle fibers.
Right. Okay.
So, you know, one of the things where people kind of get the idea, okay, maybe you should train a muscle because this is high endurance muscle, because it's, you know, higher in type 1 muscle fibers. But it doesn't really make sense if your goal is the opposite of that. Maybe, for example, looking at building muscle, you know, we see this in the calves, and you had a great show the other day on calf development. You know, one of the things you do with calves is not necessarily train it, because calves are used to being worked all day, every day.
Right.
Maybe occasionally what you should do is blow in some stuff where you're actually overloading them to a level where they would not actually normally get overloaded to. And this is where we're creating that response, adaptive response, and it causes that epigenetic adaptive response, because it has to occur on an epigenetic level to create the adaption.
Right, right.
One of the best things I found for, and this is, I guess, still early days in some of the research we're doing, is looking at static loading to creating that adaption. Now, static loading is slightly different to isometrics. So isometrics, you know of, is, you know, where you load up against a immovable force. For example, you set up some pins on a rack and a bench press at a certain height, and you're pushing against those pins with a bar, so right. You're not moving anything, but you're holding that resistance for as long as you can. You know, you've done that before?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, so static loading is a little bit different, and that's where you'd load up the bar with excessive amount of weight. Let's say for bench press, because that's the example we used just then. You load up on the pins there at a weight that you could never bench press.
Right.
Then what you do is you lift it off the pins just slightly. So you have to be positioned underneath the pins. This is for safety reasons. You lift it just off the pins, but you're still not a lockout. You're just below the lockout where the tension is on the muscle.
Right.
But you're at the strongest position of that portion of the movement.
Right.
You know, you're strongest at the top of the bench press, right?
Right, exactly.
So this is where you're going to be able to handle the most load. Holding that load for 10 to 15 seconds in that position with a load, and you've got to start off slowly and be careful with this, but you can actually lift some phenomenal loads. I mean, I had, when it was the last weight I had, I must have had about 440 kilograms. Was that 800 plus pounds?
Right.
900 pounds on the bar when I did it last time, just recently.
And so really all you're really doing is you're sliding all the way in between the arms of the bench press. So you're really, your chest is right beneath the bar. You're not going to lift it. You're going to push it off the pins, but you're not going to lift it out from the pins. Just push it off the pins and hold it there. That's all you're doing. And so you're really pushing it the last inch, let's say, up off the pins.
Yeah, so make sure there's tension on the chest and everything and on all the muscles, because you're not in lockout position, and holding that. Now, they're going to create a huge adaptation because you're placing your body such under such a huge amount of stress that you're going to cause force, not just cause, but you're going to force your body to adapt to that.
Right.
And the interesting thing is, too, when you follow up with doing some normal bench press, the weight feels so much easier.
Really? Yeah, I bet.
It feels a lot lighter. If you could make sure you don't do recovery, I do usually a couple of sets of the static, and then I'll go into normal bench press. And when I go to normal bench press, it feels a lot lighter.
Yeah, okay. That's interesting. So you can use that. You could do that with the squat, too. You can
well, squat, be very, very careful with the squat position because of the fact I would rather do it with single leg rather than two leg because of the fact that we can use half the load, and then you've got half the compression load on the spine.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, there's a difference there. But, you know, you rack deadlifts.
Right.
Just at the very top of the deadlift, you can kind of hold that position there. That's actually quite effective if you're very good at the deadlift movement.
I've never been able to do rack pulls, and I'll tell you why. The pins on the Smith machines hit me in the wrong place. So either I've got to be slightly above my knee or too far below my knee, and it's a very uncomfortable pull for me to do rack pulls. It's dangerous. I mean, I end up rolling my hips the wrong way, and I could tell that it's dangerous for me.
Well, one of the mistakes you're making there is using the Smith machine because that's going to force you into unnatural.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean the Smith machine. I meant the squat rack is what I really meant.
Many of the squat racks have two larger pin separation. Our one's actually only 1 inch apart.
Oh wow! Okay,
that's from I'll give them a little bit of a plug, but Elite Fitness, Dave Tate's company.
Oh yeah. Elite Fitness, I think it is,
.com. They have got probably the best power racks on the market. That's what we have in our facility, and by far the best power racks on the market. The pin separation is fantastic. It's got attachment for bands and all that. So, you know, those are a great advantage. What you can do, though, is just put a couple of plates underneath your feet so you adjust that height slightly.
Right.
So you're standing on some plates, and you can adjust it to be the perfect height for you.
Well, I'll tell you what I really like. Wade Johnson, who is a career drug-free elite power lifter and a good friend of the show, told me that the best way is not to do rack pulls. He says because the bar has an unnatural bend when the pins the bar is on the pins, the plates should be supported. And he said that you should always use either wood or something and bring the bar up by having it sit on the plates like it would on a normal floor, he said, because it's when you have it on the pins, the bar arches unnaturally already because the weight on either end is pulling down already. And what do you think about it? You follow what I'm saying, right?
Yeah, exactly. Most people don't have that option, though, within a gym, but we actually have proper stands for that, the steel stands, and we can adjust the height of them.
Ah, okay.
And the plates actually sit on the stand and stuff, so we can actually use those for exactly that. And he is dead right where you got that little bit of movement from the bar. If people are doing the static holds, and it's not going to make a lot of difference because they're just holding it above the bars anyway.
Right,
so it's
right.
Not going to be a big issue there. A lot of these movements, though, with doing the static loading, you've got to be really careful with that you build up slowly. Even though you think you can do more, just allow your joints the time to adapt to it, too.
Right.
Even though there's not movement involved, and also very important that you follow up with the static holds with full range of movement sets after that of the same movement. For example, we're talking about the bench press. Do the static hold bench press, follow up with full range. Do the deadlift, for example, on the rack with a static hold, and then follow up with full range.
Right.
Usually you only need a couple of sets to the static.
Gotcha. And why is that? Is that to unbind the muscle, so to speak?
More for the motor pattern training, you know, throughout the full range of movement, because you don't want to kind of what happens is when you train the movement through a short range of movement, you only get a small muscle range of movement training through that movement. So, for example, the bench press, for example, the shoulder stability. You aren't getting the full range, so you aren't going to create that deep shoulder stability when the bar touches the chest. You're only developing that lockout strength.
Right.
So if you go back, if you do this for a while without benching, and you go back to benching thinking you're stronger than you are, but when you get down to the bottom, you're actually weakened in that bottom position than you are compared to the top position.
Right. Okay.
So it gives you an uneven stability in the joint because you're stronger, much stronger at the top and much weaker at the bottom.
Gotcha.
So you want to create that full range of movement strength.
Okay.
It's amazing to me actually how many people especially with doing dumbbell presses, don't go full range of movement. If you've got good shoulder mechanics, you'll be going down to the dumbbells, touch your chest, pause, and then back up again. Many people I see initially when they first come in, they've been training for a while, they think coming down, you know, 2 inches short of the chest and back up again is your full range. It's not. It's you. Full range is exactly that. Full range of movement that you're capable of.
What now? Getting back to the training modalities that are beneficial for the epigenetic effect, it sounds to me from a lot of the stuff that I've read in the past couple of years that the way Vince Gironda taught people to train, which was moving quickly in between sets and using a moderate weight, not extremely heavy weight, but a moderate weight, maybe like 65 to 70% of your one rep max, but moving quickly in between sets seems to increase the body's ability to produce glutathione. And we know that glutathione is one of the more powerful antioxidants that is naturally produced, but it's not produced easily. But there are ways to stimulate it. One of the ways to stimulate it appears to be very, very little rest in between sets. What do you think about that as an epigenetic protocol?
Well, the glutathione is very, very important, one we didn't cover today because we've covered it before in other shows, and it's a key antioxidant in the body, the key one. I think the best way you can bring it up, of course, is supplementation with precursors rather than just looking at training stimuli. Training stimuli probably doesn't have a lot of effect on glutathione production in that sense, even with the shorter rest periods. I think Vince was really onto a lot of stuff. Especially, you know, he was pushing a lot of the glandulars back then as well,
right?
Which is really important. So I think the effects on glutathione is important. I don't think there's much research to show that actually there's a huge surge in glutathione production from that. We've got other things to work with that has a better effect on that.
Yeah, more profound effect. I got you.
Yeah,
sure.
Something
as simple as supplementing with whey protein skyrockets glutathione production. So
yeah, just that, or you know, just adding some additional, you know, maybe a couple thousand milligrams of NAC in your program,
right?
Is a astounding effect. But I think with epigenetic adaption, looking at what the individual's goal is, you know, look at the good marathon runners. Notice something? They're very skinny and lanky.
Right.
Are they predisposed to that, or has the training created that genetic adaptation to them? 90% of the time we see that they're predisposed to being in that genetic kind of pool where they are designed to run long distance.
Yeah.
But I'd say 10% have gone through that genetic adaptation or epigenetic adaptation where they've created that body type through the training. So they potentially could have been, you know, bodybuilders, but from the training they were doing, they've created the epigenetic adaptation, creating that such a huge adaptation to the training that they've ended up looking and becoming more like a marathon runner.
Right, right.
And the same thing can be said for those who want to build lean muscle mass, is that, you know, you got to look at the fact that if you want to build lean muscle mass, you got to do what it takes to stimulate that adaptation. It's all about adaptation to the stimuli that you're producing. And jumping on a cardio machine isn't going to create that adaptation.
Right.
That's actually going to take you in the opposite direction. The last thing you want to do is too much cardio, especially if you're trying to go through a stage where you're trying to alter some of those genetic underlying markers.
And I think it's interesting because the majority of those in the United States, us being the minority, the majority of people in the United States who think about exercise, when they think about exercise modalities, they immediately think about cardio. I have friends that run miles every day, and I say, you know, the human body was never meant to run like that. It's just not. It's wearing you out. It's wearing your joints out. It's breaking down your muscles, and it's taxing your body. You don't need to run 10 miles a day.
Yeah. Probably one of the most common injuries I get coming into the gym are people with knee and hip problems, and that's from running. Or they've been running in the past and it's caused that. The first thing I tell them to do is stop running. You know, let's get some other different exercises in there. If you want to get that cardiovascular high, I get them doing the rope. You know, doing the rope exercises is really good. Not skipping, but using the big heavy rope, which weighs about 40, 50 pounds, and throw that around the room for a while and see how much that gets your heart rate up.
All right. So let's we're coming towards the end of the interview, Peter, and I know that you have clients to go see. We've covered a lot of supplementation, This is part three of the epigenetics series. We're going to do one more, correct?
Well, I think what I'll do for you, we can do one more and cover some more factors, or I was thinking about putting a lot of these notes down and sending them to you so you can post them on your blog.
That
it's
would
up
be
to you
even
which way
better.
You want to go.
Yeah, that would be better. Giving people a workbook to work from. That would be great. That would be great. That sounds great. If you want to get in touch with Dr. Peter Rouse, if you have goals of your own that you're trying to achieve and you need some help, go to afperformancecenter.com. And there is a contact form there that you can reach out. Peter, do you also want to give your email address, or do you still give that out?
Yeah, that's fine. Just Peter E. Rouse at gmail.com. Don't forget the E in the middle between Peter and E. Rouse. They can email me. If I don't get back to you within a few days, don't panic. I usually get a couple thousand emails a day, and I'm not kidding. So it takes me a while to get through everything.
Right. All right, well, listen, Peter, I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your day this morning and coming on Superhuman Radio to talk about this.
No problem, Carl.
All right, we'll see you soon.
Great time.
Okay. All right, so stay tuned. When we come back, I'm taking calls. If you want to call in, 502-690-2298, and I've got some good stuff to talk about. So stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscle's N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at NeedToBuildMuscle.com. From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro Series products today at primordialperformance.com.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting apsnutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. orbitnutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com.
Pre-workout products crank you up and leave you flat and fatigued. Except now, you're strung out from being overstimulated, hungry because it destroyed your appetite, and in a catabolic state because you can't eat for recovery and growth. That's why you need to get Lit Up from Applied Nutraceuticals. Lit Up is an original blend, not a copycat formula here. Lit Up delivers the perfect amount of energy, focus, pump, and intensity without feeling strung out or a loss of appetite for hours after your workout. Plus, Lit Up creates an anabolic environment by jacking testosterone levels through the roof. Get Lit Up today at appnut.com.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
OrbitNutrition, OrbitNutrition.com, OrbitNutrition.com. OrbitNutrition.com is blowing out the genomics line. We're going to actually be talking about these two products, Slinsane and Protocol, in an upcoming show because they're amazing. Slinsane will do for you what training does for you, in that it will stimulate a greater degree of muscle growth from the food that you eat and less fat creation. And Protocol is a pre- and intra-workout drink to help you muscle through your workouts. So check out OrbitNutrition.com. Check out the genomics line. Okay, I got some emails last night, as well as a Facebook message this morning from about six different people who thought that I had misspoken and claimed that Frank Cable added 100 pounds to his bench press in some short period of time. I think on the show yesterday with Paul Becker, I said it was 2 weeks or 4 weeks. I forget what I said. And they were like challenging me. One person said it's impossible, you know, BS, blah, blah, blah. Okay. So I had to dig back to 2008 when we did the Frank Cable interview, as a result of his using the Earth Pulse unit. And it's a 5-minute and 14-second interview. I'm going to play it now, and then I'm going to talk about it. Now, I have not listened to it. I have not listened to it. I just found it and brought it into the studio. It was on CD from shows that are that old. I burned them to CD to save them for archives. And I brought it into the studio, loaded it into the computer moments before the show started. Have not listened to it. I did listen to just the first couple words to make sure the audio quality was there. And so I don't know if I was off base yesterday or not, but I do know that I remember when I did this interview that I was astounded in the strength gain that an elite powerlifter like Frank Cable, who pretty much had maxed himself out, had reached his elite level of lifting. I was astounded in the increase in poundage he was able to handle once he started sleeping better, which equals better recovery. Once he started sleeping better, with the Earth Pulse unit. So let's do this. I'm going to go ahead and play this interview right now, and then we'll talk about it after I'm done. And if you have comments about this interview, call me at 502-690-2298. If you're one of the people who emailed me challenging me that I was totally off base, we're all going to find out right now. So here we go. This is Carl Lenore with Superhuman Radio, and I am talking with elite powerlifter Frank Cable. How you doing, Frank?
I'm pretty good. Yourself?
Good, good. Now, the reason we're talking today is because you have been using the Earth Pulse Electromagnetic Field Magnet for 3 weeks now, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about it. Tell me about your experience with the unit.
Well, initially, the first thing I noticed the first night I used it was that I only got up one time to use the bathroom, which normally I would get up 2 to 3 times a night. And that was, like, amazing to me because that's what was promised, you know.
That it would help you sleep, right?
Yeah, and then I wouldn't be getting up as much.
So. Okay, so now on top of that, you have noticed some changes in the gym as well. Is that correct?
Yes, I have. Yes.
Okay, tell me a little bit about that.
Well, there's a certain exercise for the bench press that I use where I bench out of the chains. It's only concentric only movement where you just bench straight out of the chains from, you know, a starting strength exercise.
So the bar is at your chest, in other words,
it's
and you're just pushing
up my chest.
Yeah,
correct.
You're just pushing straight up. Okay.
Right. And my best at that before that was like about 450. And the first week of using the magnet, I went up to 500. And then within the next 2 weeks, it went up another 50 pounds. So I did 550 out of the chain.
So you added 100 pounds to that particular movement within a couple weeks.
Yeah, it was really exciting, actually.
Were you startled?
Yes. Well, I was very happy, let's put it that way.
Okay.
I believe in the magnet, so, and the things I read. So.
Okay.
But, yeah, I was really, it's more than, you know, than I expected, actually.
Were there any other movements that improved for you? Because you also do the bench, the deadlift, and the squat, correct?
Yeah, the squat, my squat went up about 50 pounds.
And now you're an elite powerlifter, and you've been training, you told me, for 18 years now, correct?
18 years, right.
So have you seen this large of an incremental jump in the past since you've been in the elite status?
Not in a 3 week period. No, say maybe 6 months to a year, maybe at the most. You know, 100 pounds probably a year.
Right. Right. Okay.
You know, at that. And then once you hit a certain weight, it's tough to even get 20 pounds, you know, a year sometimes.
Start to get to your max. Now how old are you, Frank?
I'm 55.
So, I mean, this is really impressive. All of a sudden at 55, you're putting some serious poundage back on the bar.
Right.
That's wonderful.
I'm starting to improving again, which is nice.
Now you also have a slight ailment. You have something going on with your back, correct?
Yeah, I have two discs that are herniated.
And tell me about the effects of the Earth Pulse on the herniated discs.
Well, what I did is I took the magnet and I put about a half an inch from the injury, and I would sleep on it at night in the recovery mode, and I'd say within about 2 weeks, the pain in my back, I don't have pain during the day anymore in my back.
Now, is that something that happens periodically, or is this really shocking for you that all of a sudden you don't have pain in your back?
I'd say it's amazing because I've been through chiropractic. I've been through all kinds of phases of recovery, and I've never had anything like this in a two-week period. So I'm really excited that I can get back in the gym and start hitting the deadlift again and the good mornings, which I really love. So I'm really excited about, you know, seeing what's going to happen, you know, in the coming months.
Now, in your 18 years of training, I'm sure that you've purchased training aids, supplements, and so on that had promised to increase your performance and so on, correct?
Right. Oh, yeah. A bunch of stuff.
Have you ever spent any money on any product or device before that performed this quickly, gave you results this quickly?
Oh, no. Not at all. Not at all. Nothing even close.
Now you train with other elite lifters, correct?
Yes, I do.
Are they asking you questions about what's going on, Frank?
Yeah, they are. They think I'm maybe being chemically enhanced.
and you're not. At your age, you don't even want to fool around with that stuff,
I imagine,
right?
Yeah. So it's like, they want to have a powwow here next week. They were talking about, you know, hey, tell us a little more about this magnet thing.
Oh, that's pretty funny. Yeah, now you're gonna get. But I guess you have to make a decision whether you want to give your secret up or not.
Yeah, nah. Well, they're my partners, so I want to see them improve too.
There you go. Yeah. So, would you say that the Earth Pulse is a good investment for any serious strength athlete?
Oh yeah. Very much so. I mean, you know, it's important to have good food and good water and good air and, you know, good nutrition. But you know, something like this, you know, where it helps you sleep better. You know, you don't get up as much during the night. You know, you see these strength increases. You have better endurance.
Had you purchased this unit for $550, which is the going price for it, because you're part of this test group right now.
Had you
purchased $550 for this unit and seen these kind of results, would you have been satisfied with your spending?
Yeah, very much so.
Okay. All right, listen, Frank, I want to thank you so much for being on the show and talking to us today.
Yeah, well, thank you for having me.
Okay, so I was wrong. He didn't add 100 pounds to that particular bench press movement in 2 weeks. He added 100 pounds in 3 weeks. So those of you who called me on it, you're right, I was wrong. It wasn't 2 weeks, it was 3 weeks. Still, I mean, think about this for a second. Imagine something that could increase your strength that dramatically, that quickly. And this was not the only, I can dig up the Mike Miller interview, which is on a different disc. But Mike was already, he had already stopped powerlifting. He was training for wrestling and MMA at the time. But he does also attest to strength gains that were immediate from where he started to where he was after using the magnet. You know, it's not magic. I did something last night that I've never done with my Earth Pulse before. I took it out from underneath my mattress and placed it beneath the pillow and set it on the recovery mode and slept all night last night, completely through. In fact, when I woke up this morning at 6:30, which I usually generally wake up between 5:45 and 6, I didn't wake up. I realized I had to get up, and I felt like I was so... I felt like somebody tranquilized darted me because I had to literally break away. I thought to myself, I've got to get my head off this pillow or I'm never going to get out of bed today. I'm not recommending that you put this unit beneath your pillow, but after Paul Becker talked about it yesterday on the show, I thought I was going to experiment with it. The effects are dramatically greater. I felt like I was in a coma. I slept like I was in a coma last night. I don't even remember any of my dreams. And I always remember my dreams. And I literally felt like I wasn't going to be able to get out of bed this morning if I didn't rip my head away from the pillow and get away from that magnet. So there is no doubt in my mind. There are definitely non-responders out there. There are people that this will not work for. And I'm not saying that this will work the same way for everyone. But clearly, 90% of the people who use it find this result. And so this is not magic. This is not placebo. This is not voodoo. This is really a very, very usable, very good technology. So you heard what Frank Cable had to say. He added 300 pounds to, and keep in mind what that movement is. Talk about a hard movement. What they basically do to build starting strength is start at the chest. So in other words, when he's not unracking the bar, bringing it down and pressing it back up. He is starting at a dead stop at about 4 inches from his chest with chains on. And he added 100 pounds in 3 weeks to a movement like that, which obviously his bench press went up as well. He said his squat went up. He just started deadlifting at that point in time because his disc pain went away. And I happen to know, because we followed up with him about 5 months later, that he continued to get stronger and stronger until he did re-injure he blew out his elbow, as Paul Becker talked about yesterday on the show. So for those of you who were challenging me, who said I was wrong, you're right. Frank Cable did not add 100 pounds to his bench press in 2 weeks. He added it in 3 weeks. So there you go. Okay. All right. So you know what else I noticed? Did you notice that my voice sounded different 2 years ago? Has my voice gotten deeper, or did maybe the quality of that audio recording was different? Because I really feel like I sounded a lot more youthful back then. Oh, my voice was higher or something. I don't know what it was. But anyway, thought I got a kick out of that. I want to talk about a couple things. If anybody does want to call in, 502-690-2298, I'll take your call. If you do call in, I'm going to put you right on the air. So be prepared. You'll probably just hear the radio show playing, and then I'll pick you up and we'll talk. More information about ginger. You know, I'm a big proponent of ginger extract and ginger, the benefits of ginger. Research has been shown now, inhibitors of microglial neurotoxicity. Microglia have both beneficial and negative effects on the nervous system. They can be neuroprotective, but in excess, there's certain microglial that actually are neurotoxic or from overexcitatory effects. And there is evidence now that gingerol reduces the amount of the bad microglia and increases the good microglia. So here is more evidence that ginger is a powerful agent. I would say, you know, a lot of things are called adaptogens. I would say that ginger extract is has some of the greatest pleiotropic effects, positive pleiotropic effects on the body of anything that I've ever seen in my life. And every time, I mean, recently someone just emailed me a study that shows, because of all the concern about radiation, that ginger extract actually helps protect, gingerol more specifically, actually helps protect DNA. We didn't talk about that today with Dr. Rouse, because he had a list of supplements he wanted to talk about, and I did not want to get off track with that. But yes, once again, ginger extract and its main constituents, gingerol, have been shown to reduce the negative microglia, which damage the nervous system, and increase the good microglia that promote neuroprotection. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, I want to talk about a study that shows your heart, you can reverse heart damage. And I've known this all along, so stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Deine Eltern sind auf einem Tennisturnier.
Muscle building magic happens when you put the right stack together. Iron Mag Labs takes the guesswork out of stacking with Methadrol Extreme. Methadrol Extreme combines three of the most powerful legal anabolics in the world: dimethazine, Superdrol, and Decadrol. The combination of these three agents will ratchet up strength while packing on slabs of muscle and dissolving fat. Don't wait too long, because Methadrol Extreme will only be available for a limited time and is sure to disappear quickly. Go to ironmaglabs.com today and get your bottle of Methadrol Extreme.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SH Radio. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer because now there's opresource.net. At OP Resource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to opresource.net, and you should too. Check them out today. opresource.net.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Okay. Several studies have come out recently showing that individuals who suffer from congestive heart failure benefit from exercise. It has long been the recommendation from doctors that those individuals who suffer from congestive heart failure lead very, very sedentary lives, not to challenge the heart. Something that I found out when I had to heal my own body was that the body is adaptive. It will adapt to whatever you give it. If you give it sedentary, it will become that type of body. If you challenge it with exercise, it will become that kind of body. Even my arrhythmia, which was told to me as an irreversible disorder that was somehow related to the miswiring, let's say, the wiring in my heart had changed and it wasn't functioning properly. My doctor told me that I should be very cautious when exercising because these arrhythmias could become heart failure during excessive exercise. You know, I'm not saying that if you have a problem with your heart, you should go out there and start doing everything as hard as you can. You have to do it in moderation. You gently have to push the heart into new realms of difficulty so that it adapts, just like any other muscle. The heart is no different. And there's so many good studies out there now showing that individuals who suffer from congestive heart failure, aside from getting off statin drugs, because that's what's causing it a lot of it today, and taking things like acetyl L-carnitine, CoQ10, D-ribose, and magnesium, which are the Sinatra protocol for reversing congestive heart failure, exercise has the most profound effect in cardiac remodeling and cardiac function. So if you know someone who is suffering from a heart disease, and you notice that they are doing less and less, that is the worst thing that they can do. If they continue to do that, the heart will continue to go down the path that it's going of malfunction. And eventually, it will become, the problem will become malignant, and the person will end up giving in to that disease and dying from it. You have to push back. The body will respond if you push back to any disease, especially these mechanical diseases, like those related to cardiac function. So, in summary, heart failure, exercise. Don't give up. Keep pushing back. The heart will respond. All right, so a couple of things I want to talk about before we end the show. Number one, I want to thank all of the positive reviews we've been getting on the Facebook page. If you're not already a friend of mine, please friend me. Interesting phenomenon. I get friended by people who say they've been listening to the show for years, but yet they're still not friends of mine until they feel they want to post something on my wall. Don't wait for that. My Facebook page is better than any of the fitness magazines out there. We have some of the most intelligent listeners in the world posting some of the most recent research in the world right on my Facebook page. If you are not already a friend of mine, friend me. Go to Facebook and look for Carl Lenore, L-A-N-O-R-E, and friend me. I promise you, you will get some great information from so many different people who post great things on my wall. You will not be missing out. And I don't spam people and say, hey, today I'm going to lunch and so on and so forth. I mean, I'm very cautious on what I put on my Facebook page. Mostly what I put up there are the shows. I post the show links up there so people can listen to them. Okay, I'm trying to think. There was a couple of things I wanted to talk about, but I can't think of them right now. I hope those of you who challenged me on the Frank Cable interview listened and got something out of it. And then, of course, the epigenetics episode we did today. Once again, thanks to Dr. Peter Rouse. And we have some new sponsors coming aboard. I've got some really exciting products that we're going to be promoting on the show. You're going to want to listen for those as well. Thank you so much for listening to Superhuman Radio today. And sorry we didn't get any call-ins. I thought maybe somebody would have called in, but I guess everybody's too scared. What are you going to do? I will see everybody tomorrow with Casual Friday. It's going to be a great show. Elisa Profumo is putting together an amazing Casual Friday episode. You're not going to want to miss it. We'll see you then. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and TestCharge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only TestCharge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in TestCharge. TestCharge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in TestCharge. TestCharge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now, you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find TestCharge today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. 4936 wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram.
Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
Finally, a Bovine supplement right from the source used in the original study. Phytoserms 347 is here. Bovine natalensis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of Phytoserms 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM Bovine natalensis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit RLSSupplements.com today. Finally, a Bovine supplement right from the source used in the original study. Phytoserms 347 is here. Bovine natalensis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of Phytoserms 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM Bovine natalensis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit RLSSupplements.com today.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.